608 FM Talk 1065. Hope you're boardings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Glad to have you here on this Thursday edition. Lots to do on today's show. Latest news, weather, and talk with you. Of course, the text line's open for you at 343-0106. Start off this hour with coronavirus by the numbers nationally and back here at home. Dalton Orwig with the latest.
Yeah, and we'll start nationally. We have over 2.2 million total positive cases of coronavirus in the nation, with nearing 120,000 deaths, and 918,000 have now recovered from the virus. Yesterday, 488,500 tests were reported nationally, and with over 26,000 cases added, 5.3% of those test results came back positive. There have also been 809 deaths added to the tolls from yesterday. That's 8 days in a row for the nation with fewer than 1,000 deaths, and we now have close to 25 million total coronavirus tests nationally since the pandemic began. In Alabama, nearing 27,000 confirmed cases in the state, and 784 have died due to COVID-19. Yesterday, 37 new hospitalizations were reported, and only 390 new cases. That's the lowest we've had in Alabama since June the 5th. The seven-day average right now is 755 new cases per day, while the two-week average is at a high of 597 cases per day. There were 5,289 tests reported yesterday. We're averaging right around 5,500 tests over the last week and the last 2 weeks. But over the last week, 14% of those test results have come back positive, while the two-week average of positive tests is 10.5%. There were 5 deaths reported across the state yesterday. The 7-day average for daily deaths is now 6 per day. That's the lowest since April 17th in Alabama. The 14-day average is 10 per day. And the Alabama Department of Public Health added to their presumed recoveries numbers. We're now up to 16,000 presumed recoveries from COVID-19 in Alabama. Looking at the local level, Mobile County has 2,788 positive tests with 130 deaths due to COVID-19. Yesterday, Mobile added 17 new cases and 1 new death. Baldwin County has 377 cases with 9 deaths. There were 9 new cases added for Baldwin County yesterday, and still 0 new deaths for Baldwin County since May 22nd. There has not been a death reported in nearly a month for Baldwin County. Washington County has 88 cases with 6 deaths. Clark County has 197 cases with 3 deaths. Monroe County, 148 cases with 2 deaths. Escambia County has 113 cases with 4 deaths. Kanawha County has 109 cases and 1 death. Wilcox, 230 cases with 8 deaths. And Choctaw County, 180 cases with 11 deaths. And Montgomery County continues to see their numbers rise. They have the most coronavirus cases in the state and are nearing 3,000. They had 34 new cases in Montgomery yesterday with 1 new death. Mobile County still leads the state in number of deaths due to COVID-19 with 130, 10 more than Jefferson County, and just about 50 more than Montgomery County. That's a look around the state.
All right, Dalton, appreciate that. Speaking of around the state, so to mask or not to mask, we're back in, you know, it was last week that we weren't masked, 2 weeks ago, that we were told the masks weren't essential if you were not, didn't have an active case of COVID-19. Now it seems like renewed push for mask. Of course, you have the Dr. Fauci coming out and saying, well, let me tell you, although for a second, like everybody was in shock yesterday because Fauci had that interview where he said, well, really what it was is we wanted to make sure that we had the mask for the people on the front lines.
Right.
That's why we told people they didn't need masks. That's why people were being told that then. That's shocking to some people, but we've been talking about that for 3 weeks or more on the show, than that.
Yeah, way longer. It feels like that news came out 4 years ago.
Right, and I now think, it's like resurfaced, and now they're going to send it through the pipe again.
Yeah, yeah, and it seems like Dr. Fauci has even flip-flopped on that since that news came out a few weeks ago. Because so we started, remember, no one needed a mask because we found out that it was needed for the healthcare workers there on the front line. And then they said, no, everyone needs to wear a mask. But then at one point over the last few weeks, Dr. Fauci said, we're not sure that the masks actually do much. It's more of a, he didn't use the word virtue signaling, but he said it's more to show that you're taking this seriously in some form or fashion. That's kind of what he said. And then, like you said, the WHO came out a couple weeks ago and said, well, you don't need the masks, and they've kind of walked that back. So it's understandable that regular everyday citizens are confused.
I'm raising my hand here.
And don't trust what they're hearing from either the WHO or CDC, which is pretty scary when you think about it, that we can't trust those institutions.
All right. So then you then take it to municipal level. So Birmingham had their ordinance mandating masks, and that expired. Montgomery had a vote this week that, at least according to Jeff Poore yesterday, I mean, it failed, but it failed because the vote they needed to make it mandatory was not there. Mm-hmm. One of their members of their city council was not there. Now, in Montgomery, well, to heck with what the council says, what does the mayor say? Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed issues an executive order for mask or face covering to be worn in public at all times. Here's an update from WKRG last night. Let's go ahead and this is Roseanne Haven reporting the story.
In Montgomery, on a mandated mask ordinance, the mayor has signed an executive order making everyone wear a mask in public. Last night, the city council denied a proposal to make people wear a mask in groups of 25 or more. Montgomery County leads the state in the number of coronavirus cases. The Montgomery Advisor Advertiser says today's executive order calls for a $25 fine for not wearing a mask, and it goes into effect at 5 o'clock Friday afternoon. Montgomery area doctors and medical personnel have said they feel the mask ordinance is a big step in the right direction.
So what is it? It's unknown. And even in a situation where the council doesn't vote it through, then you have an executive order from the mayor there in Montgomery. Wow. All right, 6:15 coming up in sports.
More Major League Baseball negotiation news. And, Sean, you're not going to believe me, but they might play baseball now in 2020. I know
this is like the mask thing.
It is.
This is as bad as the mask thing.
It's been back and forth for Major League Baseball. They seem to be close to an agreement. I'll let you know what they've kind of decided on coming up in sports. And also, President Trump weighs in again on Colin Kaepernick and actually says that Kaepernick should be allowed to play in the NFL. I'll let you know exactly what the president said coming up in sports.
All right, and we'll go back to the shelves of the grocery store with what is being removed. You know, we talked about Aunt Jemima yesterday being scrapped, Uncle Ben's, Mrs. Buttersworth in the mix as well. All right, that's all coming up.
Have you been harassed by sun rays while driving home from work? Did you get hot in traffic through no fault of your own? If so, you need to call the professionals at Pro Tint Window Tinting, 802-1234. There's no need to continue applying sunscreen to just the left side of your body. Let a quality ceramic, no-fault, lifetime guaranteed tint from Pro Tint protect you today. Call 802-1234. The work provided by the professionals at Pro Tint Window Tinting is equal to, and in fact, greater than, the work performed at other window tint places.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A Mobile County woman has been charged with child abuse after deputies say she stuck her grandchild's arms into boiling water last month. Jacqueline Johnson is accused of putting her granddaughter's arms in the water, which caused second-degree burns. Deputies say she waited almost 5 hours to get help. Johnson told the sheriff's office that she was only trying to clean the baby's hands, but their investigation showed she was most likely trying to discipline the child. A Baldwin County man will spend the rest of his life in jail for sexually abusing a child. Michael Owen was sentenced to life in prison after he was convicted on sodomy, sex abuse, and willful abuse charges. He was arrested after two students at Stapleton Elementary School told a resource officer they believe one of their classmates was being abused. A mother and her boyfriend will go before a grand jury nearly 5 months after her child accidentally shot and killed himself in a motel in Mobile. Danisha Harris and Tony Fowler are facing manslaughter charges for Corey Davis's death. The toddler died after accidentally shooting himself with a loaded gun he found in their room at the Red Roof Inn on the I-65 service road. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hey, Father's Day is Sunday. Dad likes to fish. You like to fish. And tickets are on sale right now for the 87th Annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo at ADSFR.com. Dates are set July 17th through the 19th. Be a part of the largest fishing tournament in the world with over $400,000 in cash and prizes. Every angler in the open competition who weighs in illegal fish from any of the 30 categories will be entered to win a 25-foot contender with a Yamaha 250 and Sport Trail trailer. Get your tickets now at ADSFR.com. In addition to the open competition, anglers can enter jackpots for snapper, big game, king mackerel, and speckled trout. New this year, a drawing for all participants who weigh in a fish in any jackpot win a brand new Sea Keeper 1. Cash prize divisions include billfish, tuna, dolphin, swordfish, wahoo, king mackerel, speckled trout, and tarpon. Hey, fish with Dad this year at the Alabama Deep Sea Fish and Rodeo, July 17th through 19th. For tickets and more information, visit ADSFR.com. Professional Collision, 7 locations are ready to make the repair process as safe and as easy as possible by offering vehicle pickup and delivery, as well as curbside drop-off, check-in, and estimating services. Online at professional-collision.com.
Good morning, 619 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Reports from Wednesday indicate that Major League Baseball owners and players are close to agreeing on a deal to play the 2020 season. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred and MLB Players Association Executive Director Tony Clark met face-to-face on Tuesday night, with the commissioner proposing a 60-game regular season in which the players would receive their full prorated salaries. Pay has been the main sticking point in negotiations between the two sides, with the owners previously offering players 70 to 80% of their prorated salaries. The players have not budged from asking for full prorated salaries. In the owners' latest proposal, the 60-game regular season would begin on July 19th. The postseason would expand from 10 to 16 teams for the next two seasons, and a designated hitter would be added to the National League in both years as well. The league would donate $10 million to social justice initiatives, and teams would be allowed to add advertisements to their uniforms. The players' union, however, are reportedly asking the owners to make the regular season closer to 70 games. In a 60-game regular season, players would receive around 37% of their annual salaries. If the owners agreed to a 70-game season, it would be worth around an extra $250 million for the players. The MLB has been adamant about wanting to conclude the World Series by the end of October. The league fears that a second wave of COVID-19 could prematurely end the season, costing them about $900 million in TV revenue. Former LSU quarterback Joe Burrow has been named the SEC Male Athlete of the Year. The announcement came more than 5 months after LSU's decisive national championship victory on January 12th against Clemson. The honor is given to the top men and women's student athletes across every sport in the conference. University of South Carolina basketball player Tyasha Harris was named the SEC Female Athlete of the Year. Burrow won the Heisman Trophy in November and was drafted first overall in the 2020 NFL Draft by the Cincinnati Bengals. President Donald Trump has a lot on his plate as he deals with the coronavirus pandemic and unrest in the nation, with hundreds of thousands protesting police brutality. That didn't stop him from weighing in on the NFL and the employment of quarterback Colin Kaepernick on Wednesday. Reporter Scott Thurman from WJLA-TV in Washington, D.C., asked the president whether he would support Kaepernick's return to the NFL after Trump condemned Kaepernick's kneeling protest during the national anthem prior to NFL games in 2016.
If he deserves it, he should. If he has the playing ability, he started off great, and then he didn't end up very great in terms of as a player. He was terrific in his rookie year. I think he was very good in his second year, and then something happened, so his playing wasn't up to snuff. The answer is absolutely I would. As far as kneeling, I would love to see him get another shot, but obviously he has to be able to play well. If he can't play well, I think it would be very unfair.
Kaepernick has been out of the league since 2016 after six seasons with the San Francisco 49ers that included a trip to the Super Bowl. He was 29 years old when he last played an NFL game. In some horse racing news, the 152nd Belmont Stakes is set to be run on Saturday, with post time scheduled for 4:42 p.m. This week's race marks a return to the national spotlight for horse racing, 11 weeks after the Kentucky Derby had been scheduled to kick off the Triple Crown on May 2nd. The Derby will now be run on September 5th, with the Preakness closing out the Triple Crown on October 3rd due to disruptions caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. That leaves the Belmont Stakes, which is traditionally the final jewel of the Triple Crown. It'll be run as the first leg this year. Yesterday, post positions were drawn for the 10 horses competing in this year's stakes. Tis the Law drew the 8th position in the starting gate. He's the morning line favorite at 6-5 odds. Sol Volante has the second best odds, followed by Dr. Post, Tap It to Win, and Pneumatic. The odds for the other 5 thoroughbreds are all longer than 15-1. NBC will televise the race Saturday with coverage from 2 to 5 p.m. 6:23 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
For the freshest fruits and veggies straight from the local farm at everyday low prices, make Allegri Farm Market part of your daily shopping routine. In Daphne, on Highway 181 at County Road 64. Fresh, local, Allegri Farm Market.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, mostly clear with isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hi, I'm Heather with OnSite Auto Solutions. Whether you have a fender bender, scratches and dents, or need auto or boat detailing, we can help. We combine affordable prices with excellent quality and top-notch service. Give us a call today, 209-6114.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5. Contests on FM Talk 106.5 are open to persons 18 years of age or older. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited by law. Unless otherwise stated, all prizes must be claimed in person at FM Talk 106.5 studios during regular business hours. All prizes must be claimed within 14 days of winning. No substitution is permitted, and for all prizes with a value over $600, winners must complete a prize claim form. Present a valid Social Security number and will be issued an IRS Form 1099 for the fair market value. Winners are responsible for all applicable title and registration fees and any state, local, and federal taxes. FM Talk 106.5 WAVH, their employees, owners, and agents are not responsible for liabilities arising directly or indirectly from the award or use of the prize. Bigler Broadcasting reserves the right to revise these rules at any time. For a complete copy of the FM Talk 106.5 official contest rules, visit us during regular business hours. 900 Western America Circle, Suite 106, Mobile.
Good morning, everyone. From the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. Looking good from Airport, University, Old Shell, Spring Hill, and Moffitt, and 65. Still no delays if you traveling from Spanish Fort and Daphne and all the way across to Bayway. George Wallace, the Bankhead Tunnel, is clear for now. Deep South Speedway racing this Saturday in Loxley. You'll see seven different divisions, including the 604 and 602 late models, the open wheel modifieds, and more. Find out more on Facebook. I-10, Loxley exit, and 4 miles north on the left. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
It's a good thing we had the contest rules there, because a new contest launching today. It's happening on our Facebook page. And by the way, today's National Go Fishing Day.
Oh,
lucky
cool.
For us, we have Captain Bobby Abrascato joining us for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report just a little over an hour from right now. But in addition, on our Facebook page, launching a fishing picture competition.
Awesome.
It's going to happen weekly here, up for grabs. The FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Team shirts, the long sleeve dry fit shirts. It's going to be every week. You have a chance to post up your fishing picture and then get your friends to like and vote for you there. And then whoever gets the most votes in the week, well, they get the shirt. Then we do it again the next week.
Yeah, I'm one of the lucky few that has that shirt.
That's right.
It's a
limited run. Limited run, but we have making the order here for at least another dozen, which means we can hold this thing through at least the, 3 months.
Yeah, I feel like people look at me with more respect when I wear that shirt.
You do. You come in, you command respect.
Yeah, no doubt.
You have that shirt. But we'll talk about that more later on in the show and get it launched on the Facebook page today. You'll be able to take that picture, maybe from over the weekend or a classic picture you had or whatever, put it up and maybe even explain a little bit about the picture, what was going on, and then folks will vote for it and you can win that shirt. So something we're doing throughout the summer, so check it out later on today on the Facebook page. All right, 627 on the way. This is a couple things here. Number one, a Florida congresswoman wants to expand the Atlantic hurricane season parameters, the calendar dates on this. So he doesn't know, but I'm launching this on staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, which will lead to, you know, they didn't know he switched his coffee. So I'll launch that one on Dr. Bill, see what he thinks about that. Also, more battles here. Sessions and Jones battling over Confederate symbols, plus Mississippi's second largest city removing state flags from all government buildings.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A Mobile County woman has been charged with child abuse after deputies say she stuck her grandchild's arms into boiling water last month. Jacqueline Johnson is accused of putting her granddaughter's arms in the water, which caused second-degree burns. Deputies say she waited almost 5 hours to get help. Johnson told the sheriff's office that she was only trying to clean the baby's hands, but their investigation showed she was most likely trying to discipline the child. A Baldwin County man will spend the rest of his life in jail for sexually abusing a child. Michael Owen was sentenced to life in prison after he was convicted on sodomy, sex abuse, and willful abuse charges. He was arrested after two students at Stapleton Elementary School told a resource officer they believe one of their classmates was being abused. A mother and her boyfriend will go before a grand jury nearly 5 months after her child accidentally shot and killed himself in a motel in Mobile. Danisha Harris and Tony Fowler are facing manslaughter charges for Corey Davis's death. The toddler died after accidentally shooting himself with a loaded gun he found in their room at the Red Roof Inn on the I-65 service road. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
At Roy Lewis Construction, we're in the business of adding value. Whether it's working with you to meet your unique business needs or making investments in our community in lasting ways, providing unparalleled value and quality in every commercial construction project. When planning your next commercial project, reach out to Roy Lewis Construction. We'll pair you with a designer that best suits your project needs and work with that designer to balance the best architectural outcome with the best budget outcome. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com. Building legacies, one relationship at a time.
Imagine all the charm and character of a home in Midtown Mobile without the upkeep and maintenance, without the yard work and responsibility. Now you're thinking of 1412 Midtown. These apartment homes are located on Government Street in the beautiful historic district just minutes from downtown Mobile. 1412 Midtown puts you close to shopping, dining, and entertainment. Newly renovated with granite countertops and matching stainless steel appliances, the character of this 1942 built home remains with majestic oaks and real hardwood floors. 1 and 2 bedrooms available with central heat and air, frost-free refrigerators, and gas ranges. All units are cable ready and include washer dryer hookups. This residence is professionally managed with 24-hour emergency maintenance. If you're ready for Midtown living, call us at 251-345-1260 to schedule an appointment and to see these special homes. Before you know it, you'll be living your best life at 1412 Midtown. What makes a great ride? Now you can find out Friday, June 19th at the Tumi Equipment Kubota Field Event. Your opportunity for a hands-on demo of Kubota tractors, mowers, and utility vehicles. And while you're at Tumi Equipment, take advantage of on-site coupons, special financing offers, and register for special giveaways. If you've ever wanted to sit behind the wheel of a tractor, cut a circle on a zero-turn mower, or bust out on a utility vehicle, you should attend the Tumi Equipment Field Event Friday, June 19th in Theodore, Alabama, or Loosedale, Mississippi.
Former Atlanta police officer Garrett Rolfe is facing multiple charges after footage showed him shooting at Rayshard Brooks as he ran from police.
Some Atlanta police refused to respond to calls in at least three of the department's 6 zones last night. They say it's in response to charges against the 2 officers involved in the fatal shooting of Rayshard Brooks. But the Atlanta Police Department disputed there'd been a widespread walkout, tweeting, "Earlier suggestions were inaccurate. The department is experiencing a higher than usual number of callouts with the incoming shift."
There's Diane Gallagher. The Justice Department has gone to court again to stop publication of former National Security Advisor John Bolton's new book.
"They broke the law. Very simple. I mean, as much as it's going to be broken, this is highly classified. That's the highest stage. It's highly classified information. And he did not have approval. That's come out now very loud and very strong."
President Trump from Fox News' Sean Hannity Show. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said recent economic improvement could be jeopardized if Congress curtails support to workers displaced and businesses shuttered by the pandemic. He says it would be a concern if Congress were to pull back from the support that it's providing too quickly. Congress faces deadlines this summer over how to address expiring relief measures for workers and businesses. The battle between President Trump and social media sites like Twitter is being waged on another level. The Justice Department wants Congress to do away with the legal protections afforded online platforms. Under the proposed changes, Facebook, Google, Twitter, and similar sites would lose their shield against legal responsibility for what users post. This comes as Trump has been lashing out at Twitter for tagging 2 of his recent tweets with fact checks. Chinese e-commerce firm JD.com stock jumped nearly 6% in its debut in Hong Kong today after the firm raised nearly $4 billion in a share sale. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a mixed open. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Hello, this is Alicia, service coordinator for Forklift Hunter. We specialize in sales, maintenance, and repair for all brands of forklifts, aerial equipment, and other lifts. We are here to save you money. Our labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers. Our local technicians come to your site, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Again, this is Alicia, and if we are not already helping you save, I look forward to talking to you. Call 251-479-2270 or visit forklifthunter.com.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, 70 as we get started, and it's been a nice run. We've been dry for quite a while now.
Yeah, definitely. And but we've got a chance, a slight chance, that we could see some rain today in the form of an afternoon thunder shower. But we've got a lot of sunshine, and we'll warm up to about 88, perhaps 89 degrees this afternoon. And at that time, of course, we may see a thunder shower or two develop here close to the coast, meaning across southern Mobile County, Baldwin County. Tonight, there's a slight chance that we could see a thunder shower in the evening, and then becoming mostly clear. The low tonight, we'll get into the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, and also for Saturday, high pressure will kind of build over the area. It's going to be dry. Tomorrow, sunny, high around 90 degrees. And then on Saturday, we could see our warmest temperature so far this year. It'll be sunny and a high around 95 degrees. Of course, that's also the first day of summer. Sunday, well, mostly sunny, and the afternoon showers come back. On Sunday, a chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, and a high temperature in the low 90s. And then Monday and Tuesday, we've got a better chance for some afternoon thunderstorm activity. And both days, temperatures will be near 90 degrees.
All right, Dr. Bill, in the tropics, what are you watching there?
We're doing pretty good so far. Right now, it's very quiet across the Gulf of Mexico. The Caribbean looks good. We still have thunderstorm activity out in the Atlantic with a tropical wave along the African coast. But so far, nothing organized. So, as I mentioned, it's looking pretty good across the tropics.
All right. You know, we talk about hurricane season with fixed dates starting June 1st, going to the end of November. But there have been occasions just, you know, recently this year and years before, we've talked about tropical activity before June 1st. Well, I saw this story, Dr. Bill. Democratic Representative Stephanie Murphy, whose district covers parts of Seminole and Orange County, says that because of the increase in preseason named storms, the current dates delineating the season, which she says hasn't been updated since 65, no longer reflect hurricane activity. So she wrote a letter to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration saying the season should be expanded to include the second half of May. And so expanding the dates of hurricane season. Dr. Bill, your reaction to that?
Well, I think it's long enough now.
Don't want to encourage it. I mean, so it's this idea of just, I mean, you talk about it. There's hurricanes before season and after season. This representative wants it to be, instead of starting June 1st, maybe May 15th.
Well, the systems that do develop in May are usually very, very weak. And it's very rare to have any kind of a strong a storm in May. So extending it, I don't know. I don't think that's really a good move at this time.
All right. There you go. Our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, says not the right move. Thank you, Doc.
Okay, Sean.
All right, there he is. And keeping his eye on the tropics all hurricane season long, and even before and even after hurricane season. And he's got your forecast 24/7 here at FM Talk 106.5. 6:38, we'll check the ride in. Traffic with Kane coming up next.
Floyd, what is it with politicians and spending?
Watch the game, Earl. Forget those jokers in Congress.
No, it's the county commission. Did you know Jerry Carl backed giving $100,000 of tax money to that contemporary art center downtown?
For what?
Well, they had a show with a tumbleweed in a plastic box.
A tumbleweed?
Yep. An artist who does proto-feminist stuff is up next.
Thank you, Jerry Carl. Doesn't he say he's wise with spending?
Wise? Carl voted to use $180,000 in hotel tax money to fund a tennis league.
Carl made noise about not taking a paycheck in office.
But Carl changed his mind and started taking $80,000 a year after all.
Now Carl says he'll back Trump. What if he changes his mind about that, too?
Right. If you like Donald Trump in the White House, you won't like Jerry Carl in Congress.
Paid for by Club for Growth Action. ClubforGrowthAction.org and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Club for Growth Action is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
From the SpringhillToyota.com Traffic Center, once again, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. We look great from Chickasaw to Saraland, and again from the northbound, southbound 65 to the 10 split. Light traffic, Dolphin Island Parkway, downtown from the tunnels and across to Bayway. No delay. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, now with no payments for 90 days and 0% interest for 60 months on most models. Shop at springhilltoyota.com. Call 450-1000. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Right, 640 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Dalton, Dr. Bill, and coming up this morning, in addition to Kane with traffic, but we'll be joined by Captain Bobby Abrascato for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report on this National Go Fishing Day. Also coming up, Robert Kennedy Jr. and Rob Holbert. So a lot to do on today's show, and that's all slated. Yeah, and what?
The three Robs, like we have on Thursday.
And I just, what?
It seems like it was planned that we had Captain Bobby on today because it's National Fishing Day.
But they just planned around us, yes.
They did plan around us. I was wondering how that came to fruition. Like that.
So that's how it's working. All right. Also in the news, we talked about this yesterday a little more on the what to do about Aunt Jemima. Okay. So Quaker Foods, which, by the way, I believe I'm the only person to have brought this up. Okay. What are they going to go after the name Quaker Foods? You know, a devout Protestant sect, the Quakers. When are they going to go after that? Why should they have a name Quaker? Quaker Foods is dropping Aunt Jemima brand name and image because it's based on a racist stereotype. And the people behind Uncle Ben's and Mrs. Buttersworth are committed to making changes, too. So here we go. So yesterday, Quaker Foods announced that they're scrapping the name and image. Aunt Jemima, they said, is a black woman who originally was dressed as a minstrel character. Which, by the way, what a fascinating call we had from Damon yesterday about that. You can go back and check out the podcast of Mobile Mornings in the third hour yesterday and hear that conversation. Her likeness was based on an actual woman named Nancy Green, who was born into slavery. Her image has changed over time, and they previously had removed her mammy kerchief, which nodded back to the days of slavery. Because I think, she had like a lace collar on and pearls in more recent times. The company said, quote, as we work to make progress towards racial equality through several initiatives, we must also take a hard look at our portfolio of brands and ensure they reflect our values and meet our consumer expectations. The change will take some time, though. It's probably as slow as molasses in January. But Aunt Jemima will be gone by the end of the year. No word yet on the new name, but don't surprise if they be surprised if they spin it into a marketing thing where they let America vote on the branding. And that always goes right.
When they let
the internet vote on things.
We'll end up with, what, Pancake McPancake Face? like they did with the Bodie McBoat Face?
Something like that. There's also Uncle Ben's rice and Mrs. Buttersworth's syrups. I guess I just didn't... This is no virtue signal or anything, but I guess I didn't pay attention to... I never thought what race Mrs. Buttersworth was. Mrs. Buttersworth was serum.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I wondered, is the canceling of Mrs. Buttersworth, is that about race or is that body shaming?
Well, that's the other thing they said. Yes, it is fat shaming.
Fat shaming.
ConAgra, which makes Mrs. Buttersworth, said it would conduct a complete brand and packaging review. They say we can see their packaging may be interpreted in a way that's wholly inconsistent with our values. So, and then Uncle Ben's on that too. So those items to be renamed out there. So we'll see where that goes.
Remember when Animal Crackers took the... what'd they do? They took the cage?
They took the animals out. So Animal Crackers, which are a fantastic thing for children and their parents, you know, pretty tasty.
Mm-hmm.
They took them... Remember, they had them in cages to look like the way zoos used to travel with the train car in the cages where they'd take the animals from town to town, whistle stop to whistle stop,
right,
where they do the zoo. Then they had to uncage them.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, that was the thing. There was a protest. I think PETA or somebody out there protested the image on the Animal Crackers boxes. Let me point out that the way our country's been wired, that people worried about the animals, the drawn animals on a box of kids' crackers before they worried about images of human beings.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we are. So they petitioned to have those cages removed, to uncage the animals.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and no one really talks about that anymore, so I imagine...
Now, there's other stuff going on.
Yeah, there's a lot, and there will always be a new divisive topic for people to rally around, but I do think... I'm surprised that Aunt Jemima wasn't taken off the box.
Correct.
Years ago.
That's where I am with it. This is not... You start talking about, you know, renaming things and tearing down statues and stuff, you have a bigger discussion. If a private or publicly held business wants to make a marketing move to remove it, I'm with you. Why this didn't happen 20 years ago, I don't know, but it's fine. It's damn pancakes.
Right, know? Exactly.
Yeah, who cares? All right, 645 FM Talk 106.5. Sports on the way with Dalton, plus headlines from WKRG next.
Are you tired of waiting hours for tire service? Do you need contactless tire service that you can make it to doctor appointments? This is Scott Blair, owner of 2U Tire, which is a mobile on-site tire service here on the Gulf Coast. And I want to thank our listeners who are now clients that have given us the opportunity to serve them at their home or office. The days of waiting hours in a store to get new tires installed, have a flat tire repaired, or have tire pressure sensors installed are a thing of the past. As a Tire Industry Association certified instructor, our technicians are certified as well. We have the latest in precision balance tools on board to help eliminate annoying vibrations, and we even fix vibration issues, especially with 3/4 and 1-ton trucks. If you value your time and want the very best that the tire industry has to offer, give us a call at 251-415-5500 or check out our website at 2utire.com. That's the number 2, letter U, tire.com.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by Wildlife Solutions. When you need experts for any type of wild animal control, call Wildlife Solutions, rodent and insect removal and property repair. Wildlife Solutions, 654-6778.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A Mobile County woman has been charged with child abuse after deputies say she stuck her grandchild's arms into boiling water last month. Jacqueline Johnson is accused of putting her granddaughter's arms in the water, which caused second-degree burns. Deputies say she waited almost 5 hours to get help. Johnson told the sheriff's office that she was only trying to clean the baby's hands, but their investigation showed she was most likely trying to discipline the child. A Baldwin County man will spend the rest of his life in jail for sexually abusing a child. Michael Owen was sentenced to life in prison after he was convicted on sodomy, sex abuse, and willful abuse charges. He was arrested after two students at Stapleton Elementary School told a resource officer they believe one of their classmates was being abused. A mother and her boyfriend will go before a grand jury nearly 5 months after her child accidentally shot and killed himself in a motel in Mobile. Danisha Harris and Tony Fowler are facing manslaughter charges for Corey Davis's death. The toddler died after accidentally shooting himself with a loaded gun he found in their room at the Red Roof Inn on the I-65 service road. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hello, folks. Ed Meese here. You may remember me as President Reagan's Attorney General and his close personal friend. I'm a big fan and a strong supporter of President Trump, and I'm also a great admirer of Jeff Sessions. Jeff was an excellent U.S. attorney under President Reagan and is one of the great conservative leaders of our time. Let me clear something up. Jeff Sessions did the right thing when he recused himself from the phony Russian investigation. The law is clear. He had to recuse. He could not legally investigate himself or the Trump campaign. If Jeff had not recused, he would have broken the law, and the Democrats would have damaged President Trump badly. Jeff Sessions is a uniquely strong man with the integrity to do the right thing even when it's hard. This is Ed Meese, Ronald Reagan's Attorney General, urging you to keep supporting President Trump and to vote for Jeff Sessions for U.S. Senate.
I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the United States Senate. I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
6:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Reports from Wednesday indicate that Major League Baseball owners and players are close to agreeing on a deal to play the 2020 season. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred and Players Association Executive Director Tony Clark met face-to-face on Tuesday night, with the commissioner proposing a 60-game regular season in which the players would receive their full prorated salaries. Pay has been the main sticking point in negotiations between the two sides, with the owners previously offering players 70 to 80% of their prorated salaries. The players have not budged from asking for full prorated salaries. In the owner's latest proposal, the 60-game regular season would begin on July 19th. The postseason would expand from 10 to 16 teams for the next two seasons, and a designated hitter would be added to the National League in both years as well. The players' union, however, are reportedly asking the owners to make the regular season closer to 70 games. So we're talking about 10 games here now. In a 60-game regular season, players would receive around 37% of their annual salaries. If the owners agree to a 70-game season, it would be worth around an extra $250 million for players. The MLB has been adamant about wanting to conclude the World Series by the end of October. The league fears that a second wave of COVID-19 could prematurely end the season, costing them about $900 million in TV revenue. Former LSU quarterback Joe Burrow has been named the SEC Male Athlete of the Year. The announcement came more than 5 months after LSU's decisive national championship victory on January 12th against Clemson. The honor is given to the top men and women's student athletes across every sport in the conference. University of South Carolina basketball player Tiasha Harris was named the SEC Female Athlete of the Year. Burrow won the Heisman Trophy in November. He was drafted first overall in the 2020 NFL Draft by the Cincinnati Bengals. President Donald Trump has a lot on his plate as he deals with the coronavirus pandemic and unrest in the nation as hundreds of thousands protest police brutality. That didn't stop him from weighing in on the NFL and the employment of quarterback Colin Kaepernick on Wednesday. Reporter Scott Thurman from WJLA-TV in D.C. asked the president whether he would support Kaepernick's return to the NFL after Trump condemned Kaepernick's kneeling protest during the national anthem prior to NFL games in 2016.
If he deserves it, he should. If he has the playing ability, he started off great, and then he didn't end up very great in terms of as a player. He was terrific in his rookie year. I think he was very good in his second year, and then something happened, so his playing wasn't up to snuff. The answer is absolutely I would. As far as kneeling, I would love to see him get another shot, but obviously he has to be able to play well. If he can't play well, I think it would be very unfair.
Kaepernick's been out of the league since 2016 after six seasons with the San Francisco 49ers that included a trip to the Super Bowl. He was 29 years old when he last played in the NFL. In some horse racing news, the 152nd Belmont Stakes is set to be run on Saturday with post time scheduled for 4:42 p.m. This weekend's race marks a return to the national spotlight for horse racing some 11 weeks after the Kentucky Derby had been scheduled to kick off the Triple Crown on May 2nd. The Derby will now be run on September 5th, with the Preakness closing out the Triple Crown on October 3rd due to disruptions caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. That leaves the Belmont Stakes, which is traditionally the final jewel of the Triple Crown, to be run as the first leg this year. Yesterday, post positions were drawn for the 10 horses competing in this year's stakes. Tis the Law drew the 8th position in the starting gate and is the morning line favorite at 6-5 odds. Sol Volante has the second best odds, followed by Dr. Post, Tap It to Win, and Pneumatic. The odds for the other 5 thoroughbreds are all longer than 15-1. NBC will televise the race on Saturday with coverage from 2 to 5 p.m. 6:52 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right, thank you, Dalton. 6:52. Text lines open for you as well, popping this morning at 343-0106.
Your CBD store of West Mobile is offering personal shopping hours, curbside, and free delivery. Please call store owner Joe Brown to set up your appointment or for call-in orders. Call your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest at 260-3223 today. That's 260-3223.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, mostly clear with isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
As we all watch these unprecedented events of the coronavirus unfold, we at Southern Cancer Center want to assure you that we are working hard to protect our community and our patients. Cancer patients often have weakened immune systems and are more vulnerable to infection. They're already fighting cancer. Please don't make them fight this virus too. Do your part to stop the spread. Stay distant. Wash your hands. Cover your coughs and sneezes. Together, we will get through this. Find more information at southerncancercenter.com.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
That's right!
This is where we see the best of America.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
For the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, once again, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear and no new wrecks in the roadways and a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Still no delays if you traffic from the 1065 split out towards Theodore. On Grand Bay Wimble Road, watch your speed. Officers are working radar. Silver Creek Shooting Range is accepting memberships. They're the only shooting range in the area with tactical, moving, and shooting ranges with a 1,000-yard range, all situated on 160 acres. See them at silvercreekrange.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 6:54, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Three big things, top news stories of the day. Get into this in depth next hour, too. Prosecutor said officer kicked Rayshard Brooks after the shooting. We'll talk about the charge yesterday, the murder charge for that officer in Atlanta. Also, an agreement signed for the Port of Mobile to deepen and widen. We've been talking about this for years, about what the improvements to the Panama Canal and the bigger ships to come in, what the Port of Mobile is doing to be ready for those bigger and those heavier drafting ships. In other words, sometimes we have ships that are big come in here, but they're not loaded full because of the draft. It would move, I think the ship channel now is 32 feet, and it would move it to 50 plus. We'll talk about that and the financing behind it.
Yeah, that'd mean more money coming into the Port of Mobile.
That's right. And we mentioned earlier, even though the city council couldn't pass it in Montgomery, the mayor has issued an executive order for masks to be worn in public at all times. It is the law as decreed. That's Montgomery as of today. All right. And on the text line, y'all, I don't even know where to start. A lot of discussions of products that, you know, we talked about the Aunt Jemima et al., that these companies, listen, these are publicly traded companies. They have investors. They make that move. I don't care. I mean, that's their choice to do. People worried what's next. Somebody said, well, we still got, it was Grant said, log cabin syrup is still out there. Yeah, but Grant, have you thought about the people like that don't want logging? The people that are anti, you know, logging, their log cabin syrup only comes after you log. You know, you had to cut down trees to make those. So
great point.
Somebody's worried about Cracker Jack or Cracker Barrel. Yeah, those on that. Wait, somebody, what about, that's not fair. Somebody said, what's my feeling on Lucky Charms?
That's messed up.
Being called Sean Sullivan. Yes, you know what? We have Lucky Charms in our house. So we have we're not offended by the leprechaun there on the ridiculous leprechaun that hunts for marshmallow filling to put in the cereal. We don't we're good with that.
Okay, you're not household. Offended by the commercials with the leprechaun?
No, even the movie The Leprechaun. I'm good with that too. I'm good with that too. All right, coming up next hour, Dr. Bill Williams plus Captain Bobby Abrascato with the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. We'll get into that. Also, a story out of Mississippi. The second largest, get this, in Mississippi's second largest city. Did you know that was Gulfport is the second largest city in Mississippi? Yeah. Officials voted this week to stop flying the state flag on city property because they said it includes the Confederate battle emblem. Hey. So workers quickly removed the banner from City Hall. That's Gulfport moving to get rid of the state flag. interesting. More on that story on the way.